Well, if you were asking us all a week ago whether we would be going to Game 7 versus Saskatoon, you might have got a funny look, because the Rebels had a fantastic start to this series, winning the first three games to go up 3-0, and the Rebels were looking in great shape. But then after the Saskatoon Blades fell down 2-0 early in game number 4 back here at Red Deer, they got their mojo going. They scored 3 unanswered goals in the third period of Game 4 to send the series back to Saskatoon, and then the Blades have won 2 more games since then to force this series to a 7th and deciding game coming up Tuesday night. So it's a very unusual path to get to Game 7, with the Rebels winning 3 and then the Blades winning 3, and now Saskatoon having home ice advantage for the ultimate Game 7 Tuesday. Still a lot of excitement, I think, but obviously a little bit of nervousness in the fan base as well. They're all kind of wondering, geez, Red Deer, why haven't you wrapped up this series yet? But the bottom line is that these two teams were very evenly matched throughout the season and on paper throughout the playoffs. So, like, in the grand scheme of things, probably not a shock to see this series going 7, but the path to get to Game 7 has definitely been a bit of an unusual one.